Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Schlatter is an American actor. He has appeared in numerous films and television series. Charlie was the first boyfriend of Jennifer Aniston. They worked together on the 1990s TV show, Ferris Bullet. Charlie and Jennifer played the character of brother and sister in the show. Despite all this, they sparked a brief romance between them. Sadly, they broke up after a few months of dating. Daniel McDonald was an American actor who guest starred in many TV shows. Jennifer and Daniel hooked up in the summer of 1990. They dated for 5 years. And in 1995, the pair broke up. It was really a sad time for both of them. Unfortunately, in 2007, Daniel died of brain cancer. Later, in 2015, Jennifer called Daniel his first real love. In an interview, she said, "He was the one for me." And that she is sad about missing the chance of marrying him. John Stewart is an American comedian, filmmaker, and political commentator. Jennifer Aniston was linked with Joe in 1994. They went on one date, and then the pair separated. Jennifer found herself uncomfortable with Joe as his girlfriend, and that was the main reason behind their split. John Stewart hosted The Daily Show on Comedy Central, and when Jennifer came on the show, they talked about their 20-year-old romance. They are still good friends and have respect for each other. Adam Duritz is a United States musician, songwriter, and film producer. Jennifer and Adam dated briefly in 1995. They were a lovely pair. But just after a few days, they broke up. Recently in an interview, Adam revealed they dated for a short period, but they never slept together. Later on, Adam began dating Jennifer's best friend, Courtney Cox.
Donovan
is an American actor and director. Jennifer Aniston began dating Tate in 1995. At the time, they worked together on the TV show, Friends. After a few months of dating, their romance got serious. Soon they got engaged, and they were planning to get married. Unfortunately, something went wrong and the couple broke up. After 3 years of dating, in 1998, their split was publicly announced. Brad Pitt is an American actor and film producer. Jennifer Aniston began dating Brad Pitt in 1998. Just after a few days, and they became serious about their relationship. They were the power couple of the time. In 2002, Jennifer and Brad got married in a glamorous ceremony. Sadly, in 2005, it was reported Brad is dating Angelina Jolie. This came as a shock to Jennifer Aniston, and she filed for divorce with Brad Pitt. Fans were also shocked by their split. It was one of Jennifer's longest relationships to date. They dated for nearly 7 years. Just after the divorce, Brad Pitt confirmed his relationship with Angelina Jolie. Vince Vaughn is an American actor, producer, and comedian. After her breakup with Brad Pitt, Jennifer began dating Vince Vaughn. Initially, they kept their romance a secret, but later on, they revealed about their relationship. Unfortunately, in 2006, the pair broke up. Vince later said in an interview that media attention played a part in their split.
Paul Schofield
is a British male model, as well as a TV and film actor. Jennifer hooked up with Paul in 2007 after her breakup with Vince Vaughn. They were a lovely couple. Jennifer and Paul were seen holding hands in Los Angeles. Later on, Jennifer was spotted getting cozy with Paul. However, they never made their relationship official. And eventually, the love fizzled out between them, and they broke up the same year.
John Mayer
is an American singer, songwriter, and record producer. Jennifer and John dated on and off for about a year between 2008 and 2009. They were spotted together numerous times. But sadly, they ended their relationship in 2009. It is said the breakup was one-sided. John never wanted to split with Jennifer, but Jennifer quit the things for good. Later on, John said in an interview he was heartbroken by their split. Bradley Cooper is an American actor and filmmaker. Jennifer and Cooper had a brief fling in 2009. Jennifer began dating Cooper when they were working together in a film. However, things between them were not good, and they broke up the same year.
15.
Justin Theroux is an American actor, director, and screenwriter. Jennifer Aniston and Justin met in 2007 on the set of Tropic Thunder. They met again in 2010 while working on the film Wanderlust. There, Justin and Jennifer began dating. And in 2011, they confirmed their romance. Later on, the pair engaged in 2012 at a private ceremony. 3 years later, in 2015, they got married and became husband and wife. However, in 2018, they revealed that they were separated. A few weeks later, Jennifer Aniston filed for divorce and they separated. Since then, Jennifer has been single. Many times, rumors erupted that she can get back with Brad Pitt, but till now, no such confirmation has been made. Which boyfriend suited Jennifer the most? Let us know by leaving a comment in the section below. And thanks for watching.
Try.
Money was endless. New Maserati every other month. There was no.
They should be taken away from you in the blink of
an eye. You cannot take them with ice cream.
What?
You can't take them with ice cream.
What do you mean ice cream?
Does that go with ice cream?
I love making
millions. Possible, right?
Before my fall, I was boosting millions.
My ice cream.
I was making $2 million a month. That was just play money right there.
Right? Hey, if you say it's fresh, it's some fresh, I'll say. Hey? Hey, how? How were the pictures, okay, then? How were the pictures, nice?
Enbrel helps relieve joint pain, may stop joint damage, and helps skin get clearer. Enbrel may lower your ability to fight infections, serious, sometimes fatal events, including infections, tuberculosis, lymphoma, other cancers, nervous system and blood disorders, and allergic reactions have occurred. Tell your doctor if you've been someplace where fungal infections are common, or if you're prone to infections, have cuts or sores, have had hepatitis B, have been treated for heart failure, or if you have persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, or paleness. Don't start Enbrel if you have an infection like the flu. Enbrel.
Drivers in the United States are qualifying for a $637 refund from the Safe Drivers Initiative. This new relief program was recently administrated to help lower car insurance rates, giving a $637 check back to responsible drivers. If you have not been recently convicted of a DUI, been charged with reckless driving, or been at fault in a car accident, you automatically qualify for the Safe Drivers Initiative. Insurance companies have overcharged drivers in the United States for the last decade. This program exposes greedy insurance companies and shows exactly how much you should be paying. To qualify to the Safe Drivers Initiative, you'll have to enter your zip code and answer a series of 11 questions. After answering these questions, you'll be able to see your new approved monthly bill. To claim your refund and see your new and approved bill, simply click the link below.
Yeah, were you sleeping? Oh, you were looking for qualifications and see? In August, actually, on the Friday the 13th. Yeah. Mostly. Actually, when you think about it, pancreatic cancer. Anyway. Dina posted something on Facebook. And Debbie has followed. No. Because I was just talking to Janice yesterday. Yeah, right. So I'm not going to say anything. Maybe Ronnie will see it posted, and I don't know. I don't know that I should get involved. I don't know. account, and maybe I'll Yeah, that's true. I can call it tomorrow if he's working now. All right. See you in a minute. Thank you.
What are you doing?
What?
What is who doing?
Why are you shutting off?
What are you talking about?
My computer. I didn't touch your computer. I'm making... Eugene, I'm making him tea. He's coming down, so be quiet.
I'm sure you. I don't have my computer.
Yeah, all right, Eugene.
Thanks, I don't know. Why, I don't know. And the
Pike's Peak. And Zebulon Pike, who never made it to the top. Of course, he didn't own a sedan or a tuned GT lineup. Well, Zebulon, this one's for you. Right now, lease a new 2022 K5 LXS for $189 a month.
I wanted my hepatitis C gone.
I put off treating mine.
Epclusa treats all main types of chronic hep C. Whatever your type, Epclusa could be your kind of cure.
I just found out about mine.
I knew for years. Epclusa has a 98% overall cure rate.
I had no symptoms of hepatitis C.
Mine caused liver damage.
Epclusa is only one pill, once a day, taken with or without food for 12 weeks. Before starting Epclusa, your doctor will test if you have had hepatitis C, which may flare up and could cause serious liver problems during and after treatment. Tell your doctor if you have had hepatitis C, other liver or kidney problems, HIV or other medical conditions, and all medicines you take, including herbal supplements. Taking amiodarone with Epclusa may cause a serious slowing of your heart rate.
Yeah.
Common side effects include headache and tiredness. Ask your doctor today if Epclusa is your kind of cure.
That's too bad.
So down that way, but you see, so soft, so how long it took too much to never let you go. You know you never come by your feelings, and I have found never to get to the moon. If you didn't say goodbye to you, so close to you. Could I have loved someone like the one I'm feeling? I remember the first time seeing you now in the bed time.
Debbie's friends with Dina on Facebook? So how did she know? She's spying on us? She was kidding, no. Why don't we finish that one first? I don't know what you say. Oh,
Make sure your happiness goes as long as you do. The younger you are, the more you need AARP.
Well, no, it's supposed to be in the case.
Yeah.
With the charger.
That's why it's like no good without the Joshua candle. How much was six guns in total? I think my foot might be up your ass.
Yeah,
you boil some water because you can wash up that way. Be it soap,
yeah.
A towel,
yeah.
And soak it.
Yeah.
Get some soap with it.
Yeah.
Put it on you.
I can wash my ass.
You clean yourself. You have water that way. You make the hot water. That's the other idea. That way, that's what you said. It's cold. What did you do? Did you take a shower?
What?
Did you take a shower?
Thank you.
belongs to him. And God has rejected. Every time he came over to the fucking house, he was getting all the new words. He used to cuss down. No, it was him. It was him. It's so strange because they blew me.
Doing
When she sends you a message, wait a day. No response. She'll get that. So I don't want to go there. So later I'm going to respond. So you do the same thing.
He says it's your phone.
I am. Bullshit. She's got an iPhone newer than yours.
Okay.
So that's bullshit. I'll follow him. Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, John. And she says, I'll say, yeah, it's my phone. Give her the same bullshit, right? So, yeah, it's my phone. I don't have a new iPhone like you.
Okay, cut the crap.
I have an older model. I don't have a new one like you. Give her bullshit right back.
Taking the stairs. Look at me, Johnny. Got a work problem.
Did you walk the dog?
Yes.
When?
No, I don't
know. What did you walk about 3 and a half
hours? 7 and a half hours.
Yeah.
Don't you see him in the middle of doing something?
Well, it's some gentleman on the tie.
Steel chip marketing part. You got a whole lot of creative parts. Transportation part.
Family time is so special. We just love Sunday brunch when we're all together. We tell stories.
Bruno Mars.
I know we're not happy. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get the cabbage. So pop a phone. Pop a phone. Turn around and drop a throw a plan. Drop a phone. I'll be the bitch out in Miami. Wake up with no damage. I'm gonna tell for dinner. Julio got that damage. Yo, you got it if you want it. 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 Got it if you want it.
Oh, party with them. Can you be my teacher? Can I be a pickle? I'll never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your silence will never be. I'm just freezing Paris. Every day 24 carats. Baby, look in that mirror. Now tell me who's a fairy. Is it you?
And
Alright, so what do you do? Stop that. Go play 3-card Monty up with someone else. And play it with me. God, I'm strong, jeez. I don't care. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Not my eyes. Please. God. You're the sucker that gets pulled into 3-card Monty. I don't care, whatever it may be. I don't care. I don't want my... Go leave your stuff downstairs, okay? Not mine. Jesus Christ. Your daughter tried to steal baseball cards. She came running here when she found out your husband was dead, with the cash register going off in her head. Please, tell me, come on.
Thank you.
Really? On 275, he's at you.
If you don't have this stuff hanging off the side of the table, it's going to fall.
Where's his business? Yeah.
Don't be afraid to find yourself.
Man, she's got all of you. No. Right. Thank you.
Paper and cardboard are the most recycled materials.
Really, really, really
to one the whole cereal. So when you order online, you are doing your part to keep forest habitats thriving, showing nature some heart. Be a force for nature and choose recyclable paper packaging.
There you go, Lord, my Lord, you got it, Lord, you love. Thanks for this, thanks for this. Look, you got that corner. Hold on, time out. Thank you. Are you solving? Already, yeah. and in your heart. Now, where are you now, Jesus? I'm all thirsty.
Uh-huh.
I'm asleep. Hi, guys. I know you never go back to her game.
After the vaccines were authorized, it took about 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks to mobilize an effort to get the vaccines introduced into the nursing homes. And at that time, we were losing about 10,000 people a week in the nursing home setting. So that delay was unfortunate. And so if you want to avoid having a situation where you have a long delay between the time that the booster is and the time that you actually can make them available to people, you need to know what the approximate date is going to be. So I think that's what the administration is trying to do. Now, in terms of that September deadline, the reporting today, it's unclear really to me what that reporting is saying, whether or not this is going to be a delay in terms of the authorization of some of the boosters, some of the company's products, or all of the boosters. The way I interpreted some of the reporting is that some of the manufacturers, Moderna in particular, could be delayed because the FDA may ask for more information. That's how I read the New York Times report.
And are we talking about the need for boosters at all? Because of the initial group that was part of the study for the vaccine is now showing that their immunity has worn down?
Yeah, there's evidence that there's a decline in immunity over time. It's more pronounced in older individuals. It comes out of Israel, where Israel has undertaken a broad campaign to make boosters available to their population. But there's also evidence of declining effectiveness in the U.S. trials as well. You see declining efficacy over time, not against hospitalization. The vaccines are very protective against severe disease, and that seems to hold up. It's protection against infection and also protection against less severe disease.